No, certainly not. I thought the better team lost the football match today. I thought we had three great opportunities to go in front in the game, to be honest. And as it is so often in this league, you know, if you don't do your jobs at a set play, as it was a corner in this instance, you can get punished for it.
And you'll be so disappointed with that goal that was conceded, of course, Aaron McLean against his former club.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who scores, Dave, against you. But, you know, obviously we're very, very, very disappointed that that's gone in the net at that particular time.
At the other end, it was good to see Jamie Jones. And he looked fit, didn't he? Three impressive saves, especially in the second half.
Yeah. A couple of good saves. That will do him the world of good. I thought his kicking was excellent all afternoon, to be honest. So, I mean, that's pleasing. From a team point of view, just need to get back on it at the minute. We're finding goals hard to come by, but I'm sure we'll run back into form at the right time.
Real controversy at the end of the first half. It looked as if the ball had hit the arm of a Bradford City defender. Split second after the half-time whistle had gone.
Dave, I've looked at it closely. Obviously, it's a clear handball. And you know, I don't see that very often. You know, when it's a corner in the dying seconds, the referee normally lets it go into the box and sees what happens and then blows up. And here we are, crossing a ball into the box and he blows up right at that second. And by the way, blew up early, according to our watch.
It was a flash point and it all seemed to kick off in the tunnel. Kevin Nugent and the Bradford City manager, Phil Parkinson, they didn't see the second half from the dugout, did they?
No, I mean, that's the referee's made that decision, hasn't he, at half-time or with consultation with one of his officials. But it was nothing, Dave, if I'm honest. But, you know, it's pressure of the technical areas and football, isn't it? It's part and parcel sometimes. And, you know, people don't see eye to eye.
You were positive from the start and the supporters were positive throughout. Is that fair to say?
I thought they were excellent, Dave. I thought they were absolutely excellent. It's just what they needed. And it kept our team performing. We kept trying to pass, but it's sometimes very difficult when a team drops so deep. If they'd have dropped any deeper, I think they'd have all needed snorkels.
What about the changes you made for the starting 11? Were some of those due to players maybe not being fully fit?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. It was an opportunity to give one or two a little breather, like Elliot and Lloydie. And obviously, we've got a week next week where we're going to unload them a little bit, and then we'll be ready to go again.